Welcome to Building Passive Income, the podcast for professionals, entrepreneurs, and investors who want to build wealth, diversify beyond Wall Street, and create true financial freedom through passive commercial real estate investing. I'm Wayne Courageous III, founding and managing principal of CREI Partners, a leading commercial real estate company. I created CREI Colin, an AI-powered resource to serve as your investor education guide, built on the insights and experience we've developed at CREI Partners. CREI Colin is here to educate you through passive investing and tax strategy topics to help your journey in passive investing. Just a quick disclaimer, this podcast and CREI Colin is for educational purposes only and is not legal, tax, or investment advice. Always consult with your attorney, CPA, and financial advisor before making any investment decisions. I've spent nearly two decades helping investors understand the power of commercial real estate, from multifamily to storage to retail. Each episode is under 15 minutes, simple to follow, and packed with insights to help you grow your income and protect your capital without becoming a landlord. If you're ready to learn quickly and invest smarter, you're in the right place. Welcome to Building Passive Income. Let's build wealth together. Here's CREI Colin.
Welcome back to Building Passive Income. I'm CREI Colin. All week we've been talking about due diligence. Today, we're covering a critical topic, building your due diligence team. Due diligence is a team process. You need the right specialists involved at the right time. Attorneys, inspectors, lenders, and yes, CPAs. Today, I have a special guest. Tax Pro Tina is joining me to talk about the role of a CPA in the due diligence process. Tina, welcome to the show.
Colin, happy to be here.
All right, let's dive in. First, let's talk about the full due diligence team. Who do you need? So, Tina, when someone is putting together their due diligence team, who should be on it?
Great question. You need the right specialists involved at the right time. Each person plays a specific role. Here's the core team. 1, real estate attorney. They review the purchase agreement, title, and legal documents. They make sure there are no legal issues. 2, commercial property inspector. They assess the physical condition of the property. They identify deferred maintenance and capital expenditures. 3, environmental consultant. They conduct the phase 1 environmental report. If needed, they'll do a phase 2. 4, appraiser. They provide an independent valuation of the property. Your lender will require this. 5, lender. They provide financing. They'll also review your due diligence reports. 6, property manager. If you're hiring a third-party property manager, bring them in during due diligence. They can give you insights on operations and expenses. 7, CPA or tax advisor. That's where I come in. I help with tax planning, entity structuring, and financial analysis.
All right, let's dive in. First, let's talk about the full due diligence team. Who do you need? So, Tina, when someone is putting together their due diligence team, who should be on it?
A CPA focuses on 4 main areas during due diligence. First, financial analysis. I review the rent roll, operating statements, and tax returns. I'm looking for inconsistencies. I'm verifying income and expenses. 2, tax planning. I help you understand the tax implications of the deal. Depreciation, cost segregation, passive activity loss rules. I make sure you're maximizing tax benefits. 3, entity structuring. I help you decide how to hold the property. LLC, S-Corp, partnership. The structure affects your taxes, liability protection, and exit strategy. 4, deal modeling. I help you build a financial model. I stress test your assumptions. I make sure the numbers work.
That's a lot of value. So when should someone bring a CPA into the process? Before they make an offer? During due diligence? After closing?
Ideally, before you make an offer. Here's why. If I review the financials before you submit an offer, I can help you identify red flags. I can help you structure the offer correctly. I can help you negotiate better terms. For example, if I see that the seller is capitalizing repairs instead of expensing them, that's inflating net operating income. That affects your offer price. Or if I see that property taxes are going to increase after the sale, that affects your cash flow projections. The earlier I'm involved, the better decisions you'll make.
That makes sense. Early involvement prevents costly mistakes. Speaking of red flags, what are some tax-related red flags you look for during due diligence?
Here are four big ones. First, mismatched income between the rent roll and tax returns. If the seller is showing one income number to you and a different number to the IRS, that's a problem. Second, deferred maintenance being capitalized. If the seller is capitalizing repairs instead of expensing them, they're inflating NOI. That affects your valuation. Third, property tax reassessment risk. In many states, property taxes increase when the property sells. If the seller has owned the property for 20 years, their property taxes might be artificially low. You need to budget for the increase. Fourth, unresolved tax liens or assessments. Always check for outstanding tax liens. They can become your problem after closing.
Those are critical. Missing any of those could blow up a deal. Let's talk about entity structuring. You mentioned that earlier. Why does entity structure matter during due diligence?
Entity structure affects three things: taxes, liability protection, and your exit strategy. For taxes, the entity determines how income is taxed. An LLC taxed as a partnership gives you flexibility. An S-corp might save you self-employment taxes if you're actively managing the property. For liability protection, you want to isolate each property in its own LLC. That way, if one property has a lawsuit, it doesn't affect your other assets. For exit strategy, the entity affects how you sell. If you want to do a 1031 exchange, the entity structure matters. If you want to bring in partners later, the entity structure matters. You need to set up the right structure before you close. Changing it later is expensive and complicated.
Absolutely. Get the structure right from day one. Now, let's talk about cost segregation. A lot of investors hear about this but don't fully understand it. Can you explain what it is and when it makes sense?
Cost segregation is a tax strategy that accelerates depreciation. Here's how it works. Normally, you depreciate a commercial building over 39 years. That's slow. With cost segregation, you hire a specialist to break down the building into components. Some components can be depreciated over 5, 7, or 15 years instead of 39 years. For example, carpeting, appliances, and lighting fixtures can be depreciated over 5 years. Parking lots and landscaping can be depreciated over 15 years. This accelerates your depreciation deductions. That reduces your taxable income. That saves you money. Cost segregation makes sense if you have a property worth at least $500,000 and you have taxable income to offset. The study typically costs $5,000 to $15,000, but the tax savings can be 10 to 20 times that amount.
That's a powerful tool. The ROI on a cost seg study can be massive. All right, Tina, if you could give one piece of advice to someone building their due diligence team, what would it be?
Build your team before you need them. Don't wait until you're under contract to start looking for an attorney, inspector, or CPA. By then, you're rushed. You make bad decisions. Instead, build relationships with your team members now. Interview them. Understand their process. Get references. When you find a deal, you'll be ready to move fast. Your team will already know your goals and your investment strategy. The best investors have their team in place before they find the deal.
That's excellent advice. Preparation beats panic every time. Let's go through each team member in more detail. Starting with the real estate attorney, what should someone look for when hiring one?
You want an attorney who specializes in commercial real estate, not residential, not general practice, commercial. They should have experience with the type of property you're buying: multifamily, office, retail, industrial. Each asset class has unique legal issues. They should be responsive. During due diligence, time is critical. You need an attorney who responds quickly. They should be proactive. A good attorney doesn't just review documents. They identify risks, they suggest solutions, they protect you. and they should have relationships with title companies, lenders, and other professionals. That makes the process smoother.
Welcome back to the Commercial Real Estate Investing Podcast. I'm your host, Colin, and today we're diving into episode 41, Building Your Due Diligence Dream Team. Joining me is Tina, a seasoned commercial real estate investor. Tina, thanks for being here.
Again, specialization matters. You want someone who inspects commercial properties, not residential homes. They should have experience with your asset class. A multifamily inspector knows what to look for in apartment buildings. An industrial inspector knows what to look for in warehouses. They should provide a detailed written report. The report should include photos, cost estimates for repairs, and a timeline for when repairs are needed. They should be willing to walk the property with you. This is your chance to ask questions and understand the issues. And they should have errors and omissions insurance. If they miss something major, you want to be protected.
Insurance is critical. You don't want to discover a missed issue after closing. What about the environmental consultant? When do you need one, and what do they do?
An environmental consultant comes in during phase one and phase two assessments. Phase one is the records review, looking at historical use of the property. Was it a gas station, a dry cleaner, anything that could have contaminated the soil? Phase two is when they actually test the soil and groundwater. If contamination is found, you could be liable for cleanup costs, even if you didn't cause it. That's why this step is non-negotiable for commercial properties.
Tina, this has been incredibly valuable. Any final thoughts on building your due diligence team?
Your team is your competitive advantage. The investors who succeed aren't the ones who know everything. They're the ones who know who to call. Start building these relationships now, even before you need them. And remember, due diligence isn't about finding the perfect deal. It's about understanding the risks so you can make an informed decision.
Thanks so much, Tina. That's a wrap on episode 45, Building Your Due Diligence Dream Team. If you found this helpful, subscribe and share it with another investor. Until next time, keep building.
Thanks for tuning in to Building Passive Income. Today's episode helped shift your mindset or gave you a new tool to grow your wealth. Do us a favor and like, subscribe, and share this podcast with someone you care about. Want to go deeper? Join our free passive investor coaching program at passiveinvestorcoaching.com. It's the perfect next step to start building wealth through commercial real estate the right way. Remember, financial freedom isn't a dream, it's a decision, and it starts with building passive income. We'll see you in the next episode.